Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Molly, this is my favorite Good Day program. This is the Good Day. This is my favorite Good Day program. It is the Good Day program. And hey, nice Richie. Hey. I appreciate all of the attempts that everybody is making to bring my spirits up. And the music is a way of doing that. Richie's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Molly Page has joined us. Happy to have her voice, even though she does sound a bit like a Canadian. I'm going to have her stick around for ACOS later on, Richie.
Oh, yeah.
We'll put the two of them on together.
But she's not a Canadian, but you'll think she is because she says a boot.
Northern Montana. They're just the same as those Canadians,
Yes.
I thought the Northern Montanians were kind of talking Northern Montanians. A little bit more of a drawl.
No, that's Southern, I think.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, Kenny is here. He doesn't have a draw. He's just keeping his eye on the ball, and that's a good thing. What's going on today? How is your attitude this morning? That's kind of the way I have sort of, as the music brings me into an attitude. Most of you know that the last week has been a horrible week for me. And so when I bring that to the surface, then I go into the dump. And so I look around at all the things around me. I have tried to clear all of Charlotte's things out of the studio and out of the house in general. Well, not out, but put them out of sight, kind of. It has helped as I put them away and close the door. Isn't it funny how that does something? But then it comes back because yesterday I couldn't go get her remains because this. I'm not trying to make this macabre, but I will tell the story sort of because many of you who have had animals have dealt with it one way or another, or maybe you didn't know what you were dealing with. When I brought Charlotte's remains to the crematorium on Saturday, I just sat there for a while and then looked over the situation. And they oftentimes, the reason I wanted to go, I picked a little place that was in the middle of nowhere to have it done because I wanted to make sure that what I'm going to get back was Charlotte. And in the, this is it feels like, I'm not trying to compare it to Auschwitz or something, but I understood for the first time what that stuff was like. No, seriously, yeah. I'm telling you, this is a great big. I never knew how crematoriums worked, and
when they let it comes you in to, the place where they actually they, did.
I put Charlotte's remains in the crematorium. That's why I agreed. Donald said you ought to go to this place. I couldn't find anything that I was comfortable with, and I didn't want to bury her. Because I'm, I don't want to put her in one place and then not be here and not have her around. So,
My dad, we spread my dad at my dad's at ashes at the country
on the tree
club
was
around
the seventh hole or something.
The tree
right?
on the ninth hole, which was his favorite tree on the whole golf course.
Right.
And since then the golf course has gone out of business and they're building townhouses.
Really?
There.
Oh, no.
And homes. Mm. So now we have to go see. So we had to go take the plaque off of the tree.
Really?
So now I'm going to go see if I can get a sapling off of the tree and plant it at my brother's house.
Because,
it's going to become a strip mall soon.
That's the new thing,
So I'll go to the Dairy Queen at the strip mall. Hey, Dad, how you doing? Good to see you again.
That's the new thing. They're taking. Somebody told me about this the other day with regard to. I was trying to figure out how to do a memorial for Charlotte. This weekend we're going to have a memorial.
It's got to have wheels
here
on it now.
And so there are people who are planting trees, putting some of the ashes in the ground as the tree is planted. So when the tree grows, you'll be able to say that the dog is part of the tree, literally.
Right.
Or a human being, as far as that's concerned. You can do the same thing with the ashes from a human being. And that tree then will represent Edgar or whoever it is that you've got that's close, your father, your mother, whoever. So anyway, but just to sort of explain how this all works. And by the way, the crematoriums for humans are pretty much the same as for the dogs or for the pets. And so this lady who runs this place, there was a German Shepherd also already in the crematorium that had died of cancer about 5 years old. And so then that dog was bricked off, and I put Charlotte's remains into the crematorium, and I just sat there, and I put all of the things around her. I was worried that some of the things I put in, like one of her bowls, I said, do I need to take it out? No, she says 1,800 degrees, there won't be anything left of it. And so when I go back to get her today, what you get when you get the remains are basically the bones that didn't burn, ground up.
Right.
And that's why it's so dense and heavy, because it isn't really ashes. You say you're getting, there's nothing left. The ashes, the only thing that's left are the bones.
Mm-hmm.
And so Brendan said to me that he thought I ought to take, you know, one of Charlotte's great things was, as we'd go from farm to farm, my home farm and then the other farm down the street, about a mile, not quite a mile away. She, whenever she was in the truck, especially when the weather was good, she would stand up on the shelf, if you will, the window shelf, and her nose would be out the window. And this was her favorite thing, to sniff what was going on down the street. So Brendan thought I ought to have some of those ashes, you know, just to throw down the street.
I hate to be the guy behind you.
Well, it's what to do. You know, both, I said I would keep three packets.
Honey, what is that all over my windshield?
Yeah, well, there you go.
I don't know. Scrape it off.
I'm not much for the ash thing myself, but I want to keep it because I want to have an attachment to her in some way, shape, or form. Although there are a lot of people, I said to Meredith, you could have a pouch. And I said to Brendan, you can have a pouch, because both of them love Charlotte to death. And Meredith said, no, I don't do ashes. And Brendan basically said, no, I don't do ashes. And so, you know, that was, I'll keep them. And
you know what you should do?
Some of them, but I'm not,
Get like one of those little cylinders, you know, that's like about the size of your thumb.
Yes.
And fill it and make it a keychain.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about doing, that sort of thing. Yeah.
So, okay, so ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Yep.
But Molly,
how did you feel about it? Yes.
Molly has another option for us when we pass.
Well, yeah, I was just reading this in the New York Times that scientists are now saying that human beings can be composted.
Great idea.
So instead of taking up room burying someone who's going to be in the casket forever,
right,
or doing the cremation
thing. Running out of land.
Yeah. So apparently farms, at least a third of the farms in Washington State, dairy farms, they're composting all their livestock.
I do that with my cows, and when they die, I put them in the manure pile.
That's got to smell fantastic.
Well, it doesn't smell any better or worse than the rest of the manure pile.
Okay.
And you put them in, and about 6 months later, they're gone. You won't find, there's not anything left, maybe a few bones, but you won't find much left. And with humans, bones are smaller. Compost them 6 months. And it depends on how, you know, I have microbes. I've had long since have I started using microbes. When people were complaining about methane gas and how cows were destroying the atmosphere and stuff, I went right to work to discredit that. Because when the cows deposit on the whatever, and in my instance, I'm looking out on my front pasture here, the microbes that are a part of the digestive system come out, they get into the soil, and they help make the soil work better. They get oxygen to the roots of the greenery, the grass, and help, and instead of hurting the environment, they help the environment.
Well, that's what they've used to help plants grow forever is cow manure.
Yeah,
bull manure.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. So anyway, but when the cow dies or any animal dies, a horse, whatever, you put them in a compost pile, and those microbial agents that are in the manure from the original, I mean, it's all the same
stuff.
How
long does that take?
Hello? How long does what take?
Yeah, by the way, how's this conversation going with you?
What is the question? How long does what take?
How long does it take for a horse to decompose?
Same as a cow, but same size, six to 8 months.
Okay. Maybe. 6 to 8 months.
Yeah. 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, that must.
Well, the scientists say that if it's done correctly, there's actually no smell.
Well, but what's the point?
This is awesome breakfast conversation.
What is the problem under the circumstances? What is the problem with, it's the same as if you dig a hole in the ground and bury them, they're going to be gone. I have out in my front yard, Peaches, who is the grand dam of my herd, who died, last February, a year ago, February, and we buried her out in the front yard here. She's long gone, but what's the point of burying them? I wanted her to be close, but, you know, putting them in the pile, they accomplish the same thing. You go back to the earth and do some good. That's really what it's about. Yep. It's doing some good.
I would be compost.
Yeah.
I'll be the first one on the show to volunteer to compost.
Really?
Myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let us know how that works out for you.
I will. Yeah.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We are full of you-know-what here in the conversation.
think green.
Harrison with you. The University of California, San Diego, has released a study in which they say they found the cause of cancer and a way to actually ward it off. Reporting online in the current Annals of Epidemiology, they point to a volume of research that suggests cancer develops when cells lose the ability to stick together in a normal way. The key factor? Something so simple, in fact. Lack of vitamin D, they've found. The lack of vitamin D causes cells to basically miscommunicate with each other, allowing them to grow in an uncontrolled manner. Looks like vitamin D allows cells to reestablish healthy communication, ending cancerous growths, even halting cancer before it can get started. Bottom line, healthy levels of vitamin D have been found to slash the risk of numerous cancers by 77%.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Well, do you ever get motion sickness? Well, if you do, it's absolutely one of the most no-fun things in the world. Would you like some ways to minimize the yuckiness of it? Here's the science of it. Motion sickness, it's caused by mixed signals from your eyes, muscles, and inner ear. Each is in conflict with the other about your state of motion. What to do? Well, if you're in a car, you want to sit as close to the driver as you can. On a ride to the theme park, you want to look in the direction of the spin. And if you're on a boat, well, good luck. You might want to check with your healthcare provider before you sail for medicinal assistance.
Let's go. Let's boogaloo till we puke.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Find an anchor, hold on to stabilize your muscle signals, look straight ahead, sit still, and hold your head upright. These cheap tricks will minimize the intensity of motion sickness. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the single biggest barrier to your success?
Fear keeps most people from reaching for their dreams, and the most dangerous fear of all is the fear of failure.
Successful people are afraid too, but they aren't frozen in fear. They move forward in spite of it.
They look at every failure as an opportunity to learn. And the faster you fail, the faster you learn. But there's one more secret to their success. Fail small.
Successful people fail small and win big. So don't jump in with both feet. Dip a toe in.
Test one small idea at a time. If it doesn't work, try another. Eventually, you'll find one that does work.
Focus all your energy on it because it's your ticket to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, we had the story earlier about that sleepy Seattle airport worker who used the cargo hold of an Alaska Airlines 737 for a nap, ended up waking up in a panic as the flight left for Los Angeles. That story at DougSteffen.com. Also, a group of students at the University of Wisconsin say they have broken the record for the largest cereal treat. The Guinness World Record for the largest cereal treat, weighing a half a ton. Rice Krispies. They cooked up a Rice Krispies treat. Why would you? Look at the picture of this thing.
So you can say you did. That's why.
I guess so. Right, exactly. Set out on a goal to construct a 7.5-ton version of this cereal treat.
And a lot of marshmallows.
Yeah, so they beat the old record by a half a ton. And you can see this thing. Imagine eating. Look at this thing. Wow.
It looks delicious.
Does it really? It doesn't
look
good at all to me. Ugh. 21 after. Yum, yum time on Good Day.